Just a few steps, and we travel back in time 1,000 years. St. Sophia Church is the oldest, most important religious site in Eastern Europe. It's a UNESCO heritage site, and it's easy to see why.
We are located now in the central part of St. Sophia Cathedral, a 1,000-year-old monument which was built in 1011. It is a symbol of our state. It is both Ukraine's and the world's heritage. There are many authentic 11th-century frescoes and mosaics preserved here. There is not such a large number of preserved mosaics anywhere else in Eastern Europe. Here in front is a 6-meter mosaic image of Mother Oranta, made out of millions of small pieces of smalt of 150 shades of different colors. Above me is an image of Christ Pantocrator, surrounded by angels. The main treasure of Sofia are the authentic 1,000-year-old frescoes and mosaics. It's impossible to take them down from the wall, to put them in boxes and place in some bomb shelters. Today, same as 1,000 years ago, these mosaics are on the walls and they are priceless.
Maintaining these valuable frescoes and mosaics is a year-round task, but since the war began, work has stopped. But one thing also stands out. Unlike other important buildings, there's no defensive measures here to protect the compound. No sandbags or blast walls. The management of the church compound has declared it a demilitarized zone.
On the first day of the war, we had to close the museum. At the moment, all our museums are closed for visitors and our monuments are conserved. On the territory of the cathedral, there is no single military nor any weapons. There is only a small number of workers who maintain the facilities.
There's a saying in Arabic, trust in God, but tether your camel. St. Sophia is hoping that its status as one of the oldest, most important historical sites in Eastern Europe will give it some protection. However, the church compound is surrounded by strategic sites, including key ministries. During the Second World War, it is said that German bombers avoided targeting the church. But today, not everyone shares the belief that if the capital is attacked again, its cultural heritage will be spared. So much so that this is now a common sight. Statues boarded up and hidden away. Imran Khan, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.